Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Guys, welcome back to the
Shut Up, I'm Talking
podcast.
We're here episode 36.
All right, you're going to cut me off, aren't you?
You've got to say the number.
No one. We're here with our very special guest, Dax Flame.
Shut up, I'm talking.
Shut up, I'm talking. I'm talking. I'm talking.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was good.
Perfect.
You did it perfect. I imagined you were going to cut us off, but I liked your approach as well.
I really liked that.
Should I have done it? Well, because you introduced.
No. You did really good.
Cool. Just, okay.
No guest has done it like that before.
Usually
they would like cut us off.
Okay.
You just said
actually,
it.
To be fair, that's what we tell them to do, but almost all the time they sort of look to us and go.
Yeah.
And like nod.
So, but you. You said, but our guest is Dax Flame. Should I have done it before you said that?
No.
You did great.
Dax,
you did great, mate.
Okay.
I can't express how perfect that was.
Okay, cool.
Dax
Welcome.
Flame, what an honor it is to have you here. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It really is. To those of you who don't know, you are sort of YouTube royalty. You've been in it
since
the beginning.
Thanks, you too.
I don't think the YouTube works here. I don't think I've achieved that status, but I appreciate.
How many subscribers do y'all have?
I have 15 million.
Wow.
And I have just shy of two.
So y'all are YouTube royalty as well.
But you've been
legacy,
in it.
You've been here for a much
You've been
time
here as. Since you were in high school, I believe.
Yeah. Have y'all as well?
Okay, yeah, actually, wait.
Yeah, okay.
But you're older than us.
We're not YouTube, you're sick.
You have been doing this
sick.
A long time.
You've been doing it for years longer
than
us.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Dax, you are... I mean, how would you introduce Dax?
Dax, you were one of the YouTube OGs. You were making YouTube videos back in...
2007.
2007.
Wow.
Early, 2 years after the site hit.
And in that time, you've done books, you've been in Hollywood movies, and you've made such a massive career, especially recently doing these hilarious short form videos that we all love. I'm sure lots of our audience have seen.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, yeah. Now, Dax, we open this podcast with a little segment.
It's a recurring segment every week.
Called The Worst Moment of the Week. Now, it's not really your worst, more of your most frustrating moment. Do you have a worst moment?
I've had a really good week.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There was no bad part at all?
Not really.
Nothing that even like ground your gears a little bit?
Today, on my plane ride, I dropped one of my AirPods, fell, and I couldn't get it till the end of the flight. I was on a really long flight, 9 hours, and it. Whenever I like leaned over, it fell out of my ear down into this slit between the
seats,
and then I kept trying to reach it, but I couldn't reach it until like I had gotten off the flight. Or not gotten off the flight, got till the flight had landed and the two people next to me had moved out so that I could like.
What were you listening to?
Just Spotify music. Yeah.
What music though specifically? Not so much the platform.
I don't remember exactly, but I put on. So Spotify has offline.
It doesn't
because since I was on the flight, I didn't have service, so I just clicked that playlist.
Yeah.
So it's just whatever songs I've listened to previously.
Wow. Sure.
Plus. Some other songs I hadn't added to my liked songs, but were still just there.
They were downloaded, I understand.
That's a bad moment.
I
once on a flight, my worst moment of the week once was I was in first class, someone put me there and I wet the bed.
You, really?
Yeah, he peed himself in first class.
When was that?
Like, last year.
And why did that happen? Like, why did you pee?
I don't
Honestly,
what do you pee yourself sometimes? No, that's a great question.
Did you just drink a lot of liquids before sleeping?
Yeah.
Or were
I guess.
You...
He has a weak bladder too, like,
okay.
Famously.
That's okay. Do you
Thanks.
Get nervous when you're, like, in a long car ride or a long... Do you ever take a bus. Or like,
do you take a bus?
I take a bus sometimes, yeah.
And like an extended bus journey.
What's the longest bus journey you've ever done?
Probably about 45 minutes. 40 minutes.
Can you hold?
Oh, that's not that long.
Yeah, you can hold that long, I think.
But that's
what's the longest bus journey you've ever done?
Maybe a few hours.
That's
what was that to?
Maybe like Boston to New York, or maybe in like out of country to out of country bus trip, or but like Mexico or something.
I don't know. I don't know why it happened. The wetting myself, it just happened.
Okay, but you didn't think like it wasn't different than like typical city, like going to on an airplane ride. Like you just ran.
I guess I was lying down all the way in first class and I was sleeping.
And where were you going to and from?
I was going from Los Angeles to England
on a layover flight, or not? No layover.
No layover. It was long, and I woke up and I felt it was sad. Yeah,
it was a little bit of pee.
Crying.
Why?
Is that because you're laughing, or
because I'm laughing? Because I'm okay. Laughing. I've just never. I wasn't just crying. I just have never. No one's asked me.
You are depressed. It could have been depression.
I have depression. Yeah.
Actually.
Yes, actually, he does actually have depression.
I wasn't crying because of depression. I was just it's funny the amount of the questions. It's very exciting.
So it's okay if I ask?
Please.
I love it. This is excellent.
This is the best way this could go.
And there's nothing you need to talk about instead?
We've got an hour, you know?
We've got time to kill. We've only been in 6 minutes. We've got plenty of time.
So, and then the reason that we're looking over there is because there's a clock.
Yes!
Like for someone who was wondering.
Yeah, no, if the viewers wonder why we look over here sometimes, I don't know if you've ever wondered this. We do it every episode.
If they're listening and they saw us look there, there was a clock.
Well, it's because we have a clock.
But yeah, I got diagnosed with depression, yeah.
So that was a one-way, like no layovers. So how late into the flight did that happen?
A couple of hours, yeah.
And so you had to go another like 8 hours or something?
Yeah, it wasn't nice, yeah.
And what did you do?
I just kind of simmered in it.
Dang.
Dang indeed. Dax, yeah. I want to ask you a question. Because you started with YouTube very early into YouTube being a thing. You were on there, right?
Yeah.
What drew you to it? Because back then you couldn't even earn money. So you weren't in it for the bag. Why?
Because it was just fun and just an interesting thing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, not really many people knew what it was.
Sure. And what sort of stuff were you making at the time? Like, what were you talking about? What were you doing?
Just talking about my life and talking to a webcam, like on a laptop webcam.
Sure.
Yeah.
And apparently, there's a famous Superman story that I don't really know about. Can I hear about that?
Yeah, so it's become a meme in more recent years.
Yeah.
Where basically, so I posted a video called Diary 30 Superman is Coming to School.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's about me excited to go to school dressed up as Superman because in my head it was superhero day. And then I got the day wrong. So I posted later after school Diary 31 Humiliation. And so it just creates a funny screenshot side by side. And so that's true. And then people will be like, something embarrassing happened today. So me win.
Did you really go to school dressed as Superman?
Yeah.
Was it?
How did it go down? What did people say to you?
It was just embarrassing and...
Sorry, man.
Oh, that's okay. You told an embarrassing story as well, and...
It's true.
I've got tons.
I'm actually yet to be embarrassed.
I've got tons of embarrassing stories I can tell you.
I'll think one up for the podcast because I should be embarrassed as well if we're all being embarrassed.
For sure. Okay.
I did a comedy show the other night, Dax, in San Francisco. It went really, really well. But the whole time I was really distracted because on the front row there was a grown man fast asleep.
Okay, he was probably there with his kid.
This is a good guess. Did you think about that? Had you considered that?
With his kid, but it's still sometimes I can accidentally get really distracted by one audience.
Did you
member.
Try to wake him up?
I briefly did some crowd work with him early on, but it kind of didn't go anywhere. So then it was in the second half that he fell asleep. Really fell asleep.
Okay. What would you have said with retrospect to his kid while his
to his kids. Well, I've said I would have gone, hey, could wake you could you wake him? Yeah, I didn't like it. He didn't look happy, and that didn't make me happy.
Yeah, you should have said that.
Yeah, it might have, well, I didn't,
that's retrospect for you though, isn't it?
That's retrospect, but it might have derailed the show if I did that, you know. And I guess I had to put the good of the rest of the room first instead of my good of that guy.
So if you yeah, because yeah, I'm trying to think of what you could have done.
What would you have done?
I think what you did is probably best, where you just kind of let it happen and let that thought go through your head and then just keep moving along, because often people don't actually notice what you're noticing.
That's true. You've done a lot of stand-up comedy, haven't you?
Yes.
Do you ever get quite distracted?
By that, relatively speaking to other stand-up comedians, not at all. But I've just done, in the past year, a lot of open mics by my standards, from going from zero at least.
You've done more than me. Now,
Dax, I want to hear all about your whole career as well, but I guess just talking about stand-up comedy, what got you into that?
Basically, last year, I stopped talking about the movies Project X and 21 Jump Street on TikTok, because that's the only thing that would get views for me previously.
Okay.
Those were the movies I was in, so then yeah. I would make a TikTok about that. And that
we got questions about that later, don't worry about that.
Okay, cool. So then I was like, I'm not going to make any TikToks about that anymore. Just as to challenge myself to find other things. So then I started to do other things such as giveaways or comedy. And like, then I would try to make people laugh when I was at Target, that kind of thing. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm coming up with some jokes. Maybe I could try to make people laugh on stage. And so just like that. Yeah.
When you say you're doing it in Target, was that for camera or was that just something you were doing?
Oh yeah. For camera.
Okay.
Like,
sure.
I would film videos at Target where I would just go up to strangers and either play like a challenge with them, or I don't know why I chose Target specifically, but that I just did a couple there, and I was like, and then just kept doing it there because I had done it there.
What's your joke writing process like? Because I've seen your TikToks and I enjoy them.
Well, those would be like, well, I'm just sitting there and then I'm going to see if I can improvise a joke while I'm in there. Then other times it will be like, I'm going to try to come up with a joke and sit down and like write a joke, or I'll like watch a YouTube video of how people make jokes and then...
Who are your favorite? Who's taught you the most in terms of joke writing?
I think there's. Well, usually I'll just like Google, or not Google, but YouTube search like how to write jokes or whatever. And I can't remember his exact name, but maybe like he calls himself the Joke Doctor or something.
Joke Doctor.
Yeah,
I know him.
Not been doing enough research. That's why, mate.
I mean, I should be researching more about this Joke Doctor. Yeah.
So then you've been doing stand-up the same amount of time as me, right?
Yes, yeah.
Pretty much, dead on, yeah.
And you do not want to do stand-up, or you do want to?
I've done two stand-up gigs in my life.
Okay, cool.
I did one in Ohio. It's my first ever time doing it.
It was a tough gig.
It was a tough gig.
Why did you do it there specifically?
We were there on the last tour. We'd come through on the last tour, and there was an open mic, and I thought, you know what, I'll give it a try for the first time. But the people of Ohio, I guess, they don't have the same humor as me.
Yeah.
So it didn't really land too well. And I didn't like the feeling of bombing.
The bar.
I humped the bar.
So is your humor like very physical comedy?
I wouldn't say traditional. I was trying out physical comedy. I would say now I've realized it's maybe not for me.
So you like humped the bar, and what other kind of things did you do?
I humped a bar. I told, this is my embarrassing story, I told the story of the first time I achieved orgasm.
Oh, okay. So mostly like sexual jokes?
This 5 minutes was mostly sexual jokes, yes.
Okay, so it was a 5 minute set?
It was a 5 minute set.
Cool.
I actually went over. It was 7 minutes. I ran over.
Oh, that's fine.
I had so much sex to talk about. Well, it wasn't sex. Sorry, I should specify. I just humped a mattress.
Okay, yeah.
But obviously, as I told the story, I humped a bar, but in real life, I had humped.
But the mattress is the bar.
Okay.
And if you could imagine that.
Yeah.
Good. So, yeah, I did that, and it didn't really land. And I thought, I don't think this is for me. And then you convinced me to do one more set. And that went a little better. That was, I didn't do sex jokes. I did impressions, and that went a lot better.
And what's your necklace from?
my girlfriend bought me. I believe it's from Gucci.
Okay,
thank you. But
I don't know if it had a I don't picture on it.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay,
she bought it for me. It was a Christmas gift.
What is? Can I Can you, do you want me to? Oh, no. You don't have to do it.
Please have a look.
I thought it had a Batman logo.
I don't think it's a Batman one. But thank you for taking interest.
That would have been way cooler.
It would have been. I'll let Eleanor know.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Have you any gigs where you've bombed?
How do you feel when you bomb? What?
How do you feel when that happens?
I've had that
and I don't like it.
It's okay because I'm a beginner.
That's true.
At this point, I've been doing it a year, but I still feel like I'm still learning a lot.
I feel like that's still like you can still say you're a beginner even a year in.
Especially for stand up, it sounds like it takes people many years. So
I think so.
Yeah, I still feel like I'm a beginner, so I don't really mind if I bomb. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a joke I've been working on for a while, Dax. I'd love to know what you think about it.
Okay.
To know any notes you have. Okay. So, Dax, a little bit about me. I'm half white. Other half? Also white?
What did you think of that one, Dax? If you were to analyze that one.
That was good.
Yeah? Tell him the other version.
Okay.
Is that what you meant by analyze it? Or like, did you want me to say anything specific?
I just wanted to know what you thought of it,
anything,
to be honest.
I could do something better, really.
Pointers?
It's good
anything.
Because you think that something else is coming. And then the punchline is that it's like unexpected.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Got another one for you.
This one's good.
A little bit about me, Dax. I'm Asian.
That's
Caucasian.
Funny.
Oh, okay. You think I should just end it there? A little bit about me. I'm Asian.
He's not Asian.
I know. And then I go, Caucasian.
What do you think about that one?
I think that's
a better way of doing it than the first one. Personally, I've told him that.
Could you do it again?
Yeah.
Do it one more time. Run it back.
All right, Dax. So a little bit about me. I'm Asian. Caucasian.
I think that's good.
How would you, if you were to deliver that joke?
I liked that you laughed before I'd even got to the Caucasian, and that could be an own joke in itself. A little bit about me. I'm Asian, and then I move on.
Because the previous one, like, yeah, I thought that. I thought.
It could be that.
It's funny together. Maybe, doing both of them.
If you had to deliver that joke, how would you do it? If you was to do a similar
joke. Kind of a famous joke of mine. It's my most famous joke.
This is probably his most famous joke.
Yeah, my fans like it a lot.
Did you say your friends love
it? My fans love it.
Your fans love it.
My fans love it. They go crazy.
So do you tell it a lot?
I do a lot over
and over. On stage or?
On stage and in videos, wherever I can really get it in, really.
Cool.
Yep. How would you
go about delivering that joke? I think.
Or could I tell you my most famous one?
Or you can do your most famous joke. Yeah, you hit us with your most famous joke.
When I say most famous, it's not like it's famous, but just like in terms of how you just phrased yours, like the one that you like to tell most.
Mine's pretty famous.
So, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, at all. Sorry, I was just in the middle.
You're all good.
Have y'all seen any of those self-driving cars around?
The Waymos.
Yeah, the Waymo. I'd feel Waymo safe if they weren't on the road.
It's good.
Thanks.
It's pretty good. It's good. I like that.
I liked that. I got it. I did.
Right, yeah.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You spoke a little bit about the films you were in, Project X, and was it 22 Jump Street?
I don't have any lines in 22 Jump Street, but I have like a decent role in 21 Jump Street.
Right, it was 21. I couldn't remember which one it was.
But I'm still.
But you're still in 22. Oh, so you're in both of them.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, anyway. So you're in Project X, 21 and 22.
I just got put in Black Mirror.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Cool. Is it out? The episode out?
Yeah.
Which episode?
The Callister episode 2.
Okay, I haven't watched any of the new season, but I'll watch that one.
I don't. I just scream very briefly. I'm
cool.
Thank you.
And are y'all in the Minecraft movie?
We're not.
No.
We weren't.
No.
We went to the premiere, but we didn't. We weren't.
Our friend is in it, though.
Who?
more of a tribute to him. He passed away. So
It's
okay. That's all good.
Yeah, it was bad.
But anyway, so you were in those movies. How did that come about? How did you get those roles? How did you land them?
Well, since I had the YouTube videos,
yeah,
then they held an open casting call for Project X.
Uh-huh.
And then I just like submitted a tape and then they flew me out to audition for it.
Nice.
And then since I got that role, then I got to audition for 21 Jump Street.
And you got that role as well.
Yeah.
And how did you find being in the film industry? How was that period for you?
That was super fun because Project X was just...
Audience, Dax just took a drink of his water. Or audio listeners,
are you? Oh, for audio listeners,
yeah. Just to give you an idea. Sorry,
you stopped speaking.
Continue. So sorry, it was a good period for you. You enjoyed it.
Do you ever play pranks on your audio listeners? Like say, like audience, this thing just happened that didn't happen.
Sometimes
we could do that.
We've been known. We could do one now.
Audience,
okay,
Dax
cut
has
that part out where I say that.
Yeah, we'll cut that out. Okay. And we'll do one now.
Okay, the audio version at least.
Yeah, we will. We'll keep it in for the visual listeners, so they're in on the joke.
You can say, audience.
Okay.
The reason we left is because Dax just threw up.
Okay, I'll do that. Audience.
If you can hear us laughing right now, I can give you a reason.
Audience, the reason we just laughed is because Dax just threw up.
He threw up everywhere.
I wish they wouldn't laugh at me when I threw up. I wish they would help.
All right, what kind of hosts are we?
And now you can explain to the audio listeners that was a prank.
Audio listeners, that was a prank. That was
we've been pranked. I might just leave that all in tight, uncut. Okay, I'll do another prank. Dax, oh my god, that's a massive flamingo you've brought into the room.
Yeah, I do this every podcast.
Why, Dax?
I don't know. Would you play this at the beginning of the episode? Because you're just now noticing that...
Oh, true, that would make sense canonically. Okay.
Yeah, this is bad timing for
that one.
You're right. We can do a new...
I'll do it. That one wasn't very good.
Well, being in Project X was really fun because I was 18, so I just graduated high school, and then 2 weeks after I graduated, I flew out here and just immediately got to be in that movie.
Cool.
And that's amazing. 21 Jump Street was a year later.
How was it doing those movies?
That was really fun because it was like 2 weeks after I graduated high school, so just really cool timing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really have any other plans, like going to college. I hadn't applied to any colleges or done anything, so I didn't really have any plans, and then that just worked out.
Perfect.
Can you do any impressions?
I would love to hear.
No, but people say that I remind them of Mark Zuckerberg or sometimes Edward Norton or Eli Manning.
Sure. I got the first two, definitely. Yeah. I don't really know Eli Manning.
He's a American football player, NFL.
Okay. Do you think you could do an impression of us if you tried? Could you have a go? I'd love to hear it. You can pick either of those. You can pick your favorite.
I'd love to hear it.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty,
good.
Spot on.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
This is good. I'm liking this. Nice, yeah.
Did you ever watch The Dream SMP or any of our videos?
No.
I expected as much.
Gosh, yeah.
Except the face reveal.
You watched the face reveal, did you?
Or just like clips because it was so viral.
It was very viral. What did you think of his face?
Just a normal face, but I think people were making fun of the angle that he was talking from because I don't think he was used to. But I also don't know if that's like a touchy thing to talk about or something.
I think it'll be fine. Dex.
Okay,
Jack brings it up a lot. So
it does.
Jack brings it up a lot.
Oh, I thought you said that brings up a lot.
No,
feel a lot of feelings.
It does bring up a little, but not a lot.
Okay, so I haven't watched Dream's videos and I haven't
this is a safe space, you can be honest with us.
I haven't watched y'all's videos, but not any reason except it's just don't play Minecraft. I've heard only really good things about Minecraft, and whenever I watched clips from this podcast, immediately I thought they seem super nice and funny, and I'm excited to talk to them. So
thanks, man.
But
this is great.
I don't play Minecraft, but would you recommend it?
If you got free time, it's very fun. Yeah. It's a very good game.
We would happily play it with you if you needed someone to play it with.
So do you have it like on your laptop?
You can do it on a laptop, Xbox,
Nintendo Switch,
yeah,
PS4,
it's pretty much everywhere.
How often do y'all play?
I don't play very much these days. But we did play it for about a decade there. So,
and do y'all do acting? Like, so you acted in Black Mirror?
I acted in Black Mirror. We did on that Minecraft server, the Dream SMP. We did some acting.
Cool. Oh yeah, true. Because that's like a role play.
It was sort of role.
It was a role play.
It was very amateur acting.
Do you do much role play in your comedy?
No, I think I just have like one or two jokes where I try to do a voice. But I do have one Black Mirror joke.
We'd love to hear it.
I'm very ready.
I was watching the news the other day. I mean, Black Mirror. I was watching Black Mirror the other day. I mean, the news.
Oh, that's quite a crucial flaw to get it. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I've only told it in one video. I have told it on stage. I was watching Black Mirror the other day. I mean, the news. Yeah. That's what the joke is.
That's good. I like that delivery.
So, at what point, because obviously, so you do the movies, right? For a certain period, you stop doing the movies, and then you end up in an ice cream shop, right?
Yes. So, basically, I couldn't get any more auditions and couldn't find any acting work. Mm-hmm. And so I just had to pay the bills. So I worked at an ice cream shop for a year and a half or a year and 8 months or six, something like that.
Sure.
Or 4 months, I can't remember. And then they started to get shut down. They shut down.
Okay.
So then I worked at a sushi place.
Okay.
And then the pandemic happened and I got unemployment and it was really high, like really high checks. That was kind of nice.
That's pleasant. No.
And then I started doing YouTube again.
Yeah. This was after iDubbbz got involved, right?
Yeah. iDubbbz made a documentary about me.
How was that? How was having a documentary made about you? That's got to be a weird experience.
It was pretty fun. It was when I was working at the ice cream shop and you just filmed it over the course of like 5 days or something. And then when it came out, it was pretty fun just because a lot of people started to watch my videos from that and stuff.
Yeah.
And do y'all have, did y'all ever work at like a ice cream shop or anything? Or
never an ice cream shop. I worked at a aerospace manufacturing company for a brief period. So they're an engineering company. They made interconnect parts for aerospace.
You made that sound so smart then. It's computers.
I did computers at the aerospace company.
But it is super challenging or it's not?
My job wasn't. I just fixed their computers.
Okay.
Some people there have hard jobs.
That sounds hard.
It wasn't too hard.
They have to have super good computers.
Some people did. That is true. Some people had to have super good computers. Others not so much though. Some people had very boring computers.
When I was like 13, my dad would pay me £2 to work at his arcade very briefly. But
that's cool.
It wasn't a proper job, really.
Was that the dream job for your parent to have? Like, were other kids jealous that your dad?
Yeah, they were a little.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. And then that makes sense why you are a video game.
Yeah, my mum was an actor. So actor and
cool.
Dad in games kind of breeds a YouTuber, doesn't it?
Cool.
Yeah.
Works out. Same with me, really. Order processor and council audit manager leads to a YouTuber. You know, it's just the way it goes. Probably shouldn't air out their jobs.
It's happened now.
Well, I'm going to go to the next page.
And for the audio only, they have clipboards with notes on them. So that's what they meant by next page.
That is what we meant.
Thanks, Dax.
Thank you very much.
And if you have any questions for us, by the way, we're always, you can ask us anything.
You can go straight away.
I loved when you were asking me about my, the plane. No one's ever taken an interest to that in the way you did. It was lovely.
Do you want me to ask more?
You're very welcome. Not about just the plane, but about anything. If you ever have any thoughts, you're welcome.
Did you have a change of clothes in your backpack?
Well, back to the, No, I just sat, but I urinate myself a lot.
How often?
Every couple of days
on this tour, have you?
Yes.
why don't you take a medication?
Well, I've been to the doctor and they say I drink too much water.
So when was the last time? Like 2 days ago or yesterday? Or
he drank water, you know, or peed himself.
I don't. That was a big, you know, that was a big deal when I peed myself on the plane because it was a good bit. A lot of the time, I don't know if you have this. You sit down after going to the toilet, and just a little bit more comes out, and you're like, ah, that was a bit of wee.
Oh, that doesn't count.
I don't think that counts either. I'll be honest. I've always felt like
it's a little more than you guys would have. You guys might have a dab. I have a few dabs.
But I thought you meant like wet the bed.
Well, yeah, that's not happened for a while.
And then, did you want me to? Well, I guess I could let y'all take the lead on the audio only, but I was going to say that Jack dabbed after.
I did dab, yes. Sorry, sorry, audio listeners. Well,
sorry, Jack did dab.
I'll take the lead on the audio notes.
I've got a question for you, Dax. This is something I noticed the other day.
Oh, wait, could I ask one more?
Never mind, you, sorry, yeah, you yeah. do the question first.
But did you have a change of clothes on that flight? why didn't you have a change of clothes on you? Did you check your luggage?
I didn't anticipate I'd be myself, so I had my change of clothes in my suitcase and not on my carry-on luggage.
On your carry-on?
No, he had his...
On your check.
Is in check.
On my check. Yeah, okay. So I just had to simmer in it. And I was in first class, but it wasn't very first class.
Do you always fly first class?
No, that was one of two times.
How much did that cost?
I don't know. VidCon paid for it.
Oh, cool.
And then a different time was because I was going to Japan, but me and my girlfriend broke up just before I was going to Japan, so I got to claim her seat and they upgraded me. So really, it was a small price to pay. Heartbreak.
Cool. Yeah. And
have you ever experienced heartbreak?
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. Don't be horrible to me. Heartbreak is tough. I've been there as well.
I know you have.
It was just a good.
I hope you're okay now. I hope you've recovered.
Yes, I have.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Speaking of heartbreak, actually, I noticed recently, I've been following your...
I came back from Japan today. This is for the viewers.
You did.
Because I told you all that already.
You did. It was very kind of you.
And I haven't even slept in 24 hours.
Did you not sleep on the flight?
I started to fall asleep, and that's when my AirPod came out.
Classic, yeah.
Damn.
And then first my phone fell, so that's when I started to look for my phone.
And then
the AirPod fell, and then I couldn't access it.
I don't know. I really appreciate you doing this podcast.
But that's why Japan was so... The last week was so cool, because I went to Japan.
Yeah.
Where did you go? Like Japan? We love Japan.
I love Japan. Yeah. I was only there a few weeks
ago. It was a difficult time for me when I was there, because I just had a breakup, but it was okay.
When was your breakup?
November.
Okay. And you have a girlfriend that bought you that necklace.
I do. I have a girlfriend and we haven't broken up.
Okay. And November. Okay. Well, I'm sorry you went through a breakup.
It's okay. Yeah. It sucks, doesn't it?
I have a question about your love life, actually. I ever since I knew you were coming on the podcast, I've been looking at your YouTube, and you made a YouTube community post of a picture of Oscar winner Mikey Madison, and you said she is so beautiful. And I'm curious, did that get you anywhere with her or?
No, that wasn't my goal to attract her to me. Like that was just on a whim. I was like, oh, she looks beautiful.
And you felt you would share it.
Yeah.
That's a kind thing that's very kind of you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep. No, fair enough. I was curious about that because I don't think I'd use my community tab like that. I think I would use it differently.
Do you have it on your phone?
I do.
Do you want to post something on your community now?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you want to make a post? Do you want to post on my community tab?
Yeah.
You're more than welcome. Hold on. Let's do this on the main channel I've not used in a year.
Will your girlfriend get mad if I post Mikey Madison? But I could say...
if you say it's from you, it'll be fine.
I know someone who... has a crush on her. But that actually might sound like you're talking about yourself.
Well, let's workshop this. Hold on.
Yeah,
so you want to
I'll just post something and then you can choose if you want to delete it or not.
Okay, well, here's my community tab. Please.
But where's your community tab?
It's at the bottom. If you click that. You click the plus, there you
should
go.
Should go and delete all of his videos, Zach. That'd be a funny prank.
No, you shouldn't do that. There are millions of people who would be heartbroken.
It's true. You're not holding the microphone, so they won't be able to hear you.
Okay. Oh. Well, I was just going to type something.
Okay, we'll chat while you type.
We'll chat while you type.
What should I say?
But you're talking again, but they won't be able to hear you.
Type?
No.
You were talking.
Oh, what should I say? It's what I was saying. I was saying it into myself, kind of. Like, what should I say? What should I type? What should I type?
Right, well, you think, well, yeah, this could go either way.
It could. I'm a bit worried. I've really put 1.8 million people.
Because then the first thought I had was that I could try to make you start some drama with someone.
Do that. You should do that.
That's okay.
We've had. I tell you what, Dax,
we've had our fair share. Of
we've had some drama recently with Logan Paul and also with Dream.
Okay. Let's see. Can I do multiple posts?
How? How many? I've got to limit you at a certain point, Dax.
Well, it's too hard to decide because there's so many things.
Well, what are your options? Run us through your options and I'll help you pick.
One could be like just what I post. Like, oh, like she's pretty.
Okay, that's good. That's approved.
We could do Mike Madison.
Drama starting.
That could be interesting. I'm more intrigued by that.
Well, okay, here's what we'll do. Let's post the drama starting one. Don't tell us what it is. You post it and then tell us what it is.
Okay. It's easy to say when it's not your fucking channel.
Okay.
I'll give you my Twitter, Dax, and you can do it.
Okay.
Actually, no. Okay. So, audio listeners, Dax is just typing
on
the phone right now.
He's typing into my
He looks very
tab.
Concentrated. He's typing into the Jax community
tab. He's smiling
tab.
To himself.
He's smiling to himself. He's giggling. But in it,
there's a sort of mischievous,
cheeky way, a charming cheeky way, not at all.
Oh yeah,
malicious.
Yeah, but cheeky nonetheless.
But definitely cheeky.
So I should post it.
Post it and then tell us. Okay, what have you? Okay, put? Dax, wait, let him read it. Were you talking to the mic and tell us?
Well, yeah. I did some grammatical errors because wait, how do I look at it?
If you type in the top
well,
left,
I should tell you quick because maybe it could get you in trouble.
What did you post?
Let's see. It's. I said that you didn't actually like the Minecraft movie and that they paid you to say you like it.
That's not too bad.
Okay.
That's not too bad. But also, a little true.
Yeah.
They did take us to the premiere.
Okay, so that's not bad.
No, it's not horrendous. You can probably go up a notch than that if you want.
Oh. Whoa. Give him your community tab. Cheeky boy.
Would you like my community tab?
Please, yeah. You've done one online. Come on now. We've got to get one for Tom now. Old Tommy boy.
So that's okay.
I'm just having a look at the post
it's
right
not,
now.
It's not bad that I said
I actually didn't really like the Minecraft movie.
I'm gonna give you my.
That's good.
Okay, I'm gonna give
Strong.
You my Twitter instead of the Minecraft.
Okay,
but this has some.
We should have done Twitter, really. Shouldn't we?
But it's all right. We're going. This has some real weight to it, Dax. So you know, just like.
So that
you could really start some serious stuff with this, man.
But you can delete that now.
Okay. Well, fair enough. And that I shall if you wish, Dax.
Well, actually, I don't wish you to.
Oh, okay. Well, never. I don't have to.
Dax, you go ahead and you. If it's a scale of 1 to 10, and that was a 4 in drama, I'd like you to go to a 9 or a 10.
Wow. Okay.
And maybe don't threaten to kill anyone. I think that's
you can do that if you want.
The limit.
Go and threaten anyone, Dax, on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe not threaten.
You can post anything. I trust you. All the listeners, Dax is thinking.
Should I just say the same thing?
I don't think. No, it could be more severe.
I think we could
that.
Do a new one.
Okay.
You could think up something.
Maybe.
And you can just post it and surprise me and then tell me what it is if you want.
Can you all give me a hint at what's a good drama thing?
Logan Paul and Dream I've had beef with. Andrew Tate I really don't like.
But I think that's not very controversial dislike.
Okay,
him.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you're on our side, Dax.
Jack, it would be controversial if we had an argument. If me and...
You can post about me, that's sure.
If me and...
I thought of something. Well, actually... Let me ask if this would be too sensitive of territory. If it involved, if I mentioned your ex.
That would be crazy, Dax, but you can go for it.
Okay. Well, let me see. I'll just run it by you first.
Okay, thanks.
So if I said the reason that me and my ex broke up is that I cheated on her, if I said that, would probably be too far. That too far? Because you said like a 9 or 10.
I'm glad he took your phone.
That would be good. Yeah. If you could post that, but then if you don't reply, if in a moment after, I quote retweet it with a photo of your face and you say, it was me, guys.
Yeah, but can we explain that it was because you asked me to? Like, not like I snuck, like I asked permission first, if I could say that.
Yeah, that would be hard to convey in a tweet, I think, but we could try.
You retweet it with, it was me, guys, but don't worry, I asked permission first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Right, I'm happy with this.
But yeah, go for it, Dax. It's actually quite anxiety-inducing. Tell me when you've posted it.
Yeah. They wrote the band-aid off slow now.
They really just start watching you hover over and then not tap it.
Well, because I did a lot of typos on yours because I typed it too fast. So I'm fixing my typos now.
Okay.
Yeah, we do want this to be grammatically correct. Let's at least do Molly that service.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Molly.
Sorry.
Okay, I posted it.
Okay, now will you pass that to me?
And it says you have 60 minutes to make any edits.
Where is it? So the reason why I break a lash is because I cheated on it. I wish I didn't cheat on people.
That's a nice little addition.
Dax, you could take a selfie of yourself and then caption it. It was.
You could do a video where I said, hey guys, that was just.
Yeah, sure, no, yeah, do a video.
Would be good.
A video would be good. Excellent.
Go for it, man.
Hey guys, that Tommy didn't really post that. I just did that as a. He said I could like have permission to do like a post on his account. And so they were like, what's something that would be dramatic? And they're like, crank it up to like a level 9 or 10.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Yep, we're good.
Okay, go for it. Does it have audio?
Do you have any... Do you have any replies on your community post?
Oh, no. I haven't posted on that channel in a year, Dax. I don't think people have seen it. So sadly not. What are people saying to you, Tom?
I've had 200 replies.
Really?
Brother what? let's get you to bed. What on Molly? I thought you were better than this. But don't worry.
It's coming.
This next one's
It's gonna save the video's gonna save everything, Dax.
You did go to a 9. I would have hated to see what like a 12 was like.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Well, I have a question for you. You are now into the stand-up comedy world. If I could ask you about your dreams, who would be your if you could open for one comedy legend? A legend of comedy, who would you open for, Dax?
Maybe Kevin Hart,
that'd be cool.
Does a whole stadium would be interesting. But actually, yeah. I mean I'm just thinking of what would be interesting. But Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino,
yeah,
they asked me to open for them at the Comedy Store.
Oh wow, wow!
And I did that, and that was so fun.
You did it,
yeah.
Actually, so you've met them.
Yeah, I've been. Podcast? They're the ones do the Bad Friends podcast. They're the ones who flew me to Japan.
Oh wow!
And so the Comedy Store actually, I don't know how long these take to come out, but I'll probably post that to my YouTube in the next couple days.
Yeah, this will be a little bit longer, so cool. It'll be out by the time this comes out.
But yeah, I only did 6 minutes, I think, but still. It was my first actual show outside of open mics, and that was super
did it go
fun.
Well?
Yes, because their audience was just super good, like, and it was like, and we're just like super supportive, so they were laughing a ton.
Right. I'm glad you had a good time.
And you met Will Smith recently, didn't you? Mm-hmm. How was that? What was that for?
That was good. I only talked to him for like 15 seconds, so it wasn't really that interesting. Actually, it was stressful because they invited a bunch of people to come make videos with him, and they didn't really plan it very well. It's not his fault or anything.
It's fine.
The social media people didn't plan it super good, so it was like really stressful because they kept telling me to go to different places, and then I just had 15 seconds to do it really quick. But I really love collaborating with people. When I was in ship, what?
Why?
It's just fun.
It's fun. I love it too. But I just don't know.
That's how I put it.
I did a collaboration when I was in Japan with this band or pop.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. They were super fun. They're called 5E, and they were so. It's really cool to, like, meet like a pop group.
We wrote this as a question, a little abstract for you. What is your dream?
I don't know. I think that I'm just to continue to be able to make videos and I've been having a super fun past year, so just to keep doing that as long as I can, and maybe some traditional acting roles here and there also. Mm-hmm.
What sort of would it be? Comedy movies, or would you like to try maybe drama or something?
Anything would be cool.
You'd do anything?
Yeah.
Like acting.
Would you do horror? Would you be like, what if you were the bad guy in a horror movie?
That'd be cool.
Do you think you could do that? Do you think you could pull off?
I think so, yeah.
That look, like, I think you could be scary if you wanted to be.
Thank you.
Give a little look at the end there. It was a compliment.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
And you met Bo Burnham?
Yes, a really long time ago.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, in like 2009 at YouTube Live. It was like maybe the first like YouTube gathering kind of thing.
I think
like
that might have been. Yeah, that was very, very early on.
Like the first event put together by YouTube, at least, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And are you feeling stressed at all right now about your tweet?
Oh, I think just meant in general. Not really. My audience have seen me do much worse than that.
Okay, and then the video explains it.
The video really does quell any stress.
I'm not a big stressor either. I had a stressful year last year, so that's kind of... It's like going really quick on a treadmill and then going a bit slower, do you know what I mean? I'm like...
Okay.
Yeah, my parents got divorced, so...
I'm sorry.
It sucked, yeah.
That's hard. And do you have any advice for anyone in the audience going through something like that?
Audience, you'll be okay. Just, you know, lean on your friends and family and loved ones, and they'll be there for you.
And everything always works out in the long run.
That's very true.
That's very true.
Very true. That was lovely. I have a big question for you now. This is a big question. I wanted to know, if you met the King of England, imagine the King of England walked in the door right now, what, and you get the opportunity to tell him one joke.
Who is that?
The King of England?
Right now?
It's King Charles III.
Is he creepy?
I would say a little. He has sort of these swollen sausage fingers.
Okay.
But yeah, he walks in. He's the King of England. You know, he's the guy in charge. And you meet him. What's the one joke you would tell him if you got the chance to tell him a joke?
Have you seen any of these self-driving cars everywhere? I think the brand is called Waymo. I'd feel Waymo safe if they weren't on the road. Or if they don't have them in England.
We don't. So we don't. I'd maybe try.
Have you seen any of these self-driving cars that are all over the news in LA?
The news? What do you mean, Black Mirror?
I was watching Black Mirror the other day. I mean, the news.
You hit him with that too?
Yeah.
I could say that, or...
Do you have any jokes about Britain?
No. I'm trying to think if I could think of one.
You've got the reins.
England, English. Food, stuff. People say stuff about English food.
Yeah. Have you ever been to England?
Yes, yes.
Where did you go?
London.
Huh? How did you find it?
Oh, good.
Lovely.
For a second, I was thinking of like
you're,
how did
you're
I
in the jokes
geographically the jokes, yeah. find it? Like how
with a map, I would assume.
Yeah.
If you had to make us laugh right now, or the world would end, how would you do it?
I would just do a ton of things.
Please demonstrate.
Oh, I bet you like self-deprecating humor. Like if I roasted you, because I was gonna roast my do a self-deprecating.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Go ahead and roast.
You can roast him to save the world.
I feel like it would work better because I was gonna say it about myself, but I feel like English people like
we love self-deprecating humor. Yeah. You can go ahead and roast me, man.
Hit him with it.
Your girlfriend is kind of like Bigfoot. She doesn't exist.
Boom. Okay. Second one. Hit him with another.
But normally I would say my girlfriend is kind of like Bigfoot. Yeah. She doesn't exist.
I thought you were going to just
Dax, hit him with
more. Molly Bigfoot and end at that. But.
Oh, no. Because she's your... She's not your girlfriend anymore.
We did break up. Sometimes I forget.
So I was not meaning to...
No, it's all right. This is a roast.
It's a roast. You got more. You can hit him with more. Or you can hit me.
I don't usually have good roast jokes. That was just a joke that I say to myself that I was like, sure. Oh, I could apply this to someone.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, you're not really the roasting
type. But Tommy kind of laughed at the setup.
Right? Well, he did. Yeah, before it ended, I'd say just your girlfriend is like Bigfoot. That was pretty shocking. That got me.
You can go that far.
Your girlfriend is like Sasquatch.
Yeah, it worked. It got you.
Okay.
Got a little laugh out of you. The world wouldn't
Sorry,
have
Ellie.
Sorry, Eleanor. Eleanor's a true crime YouTuber.
And she is. Neither of those are direct. I've never even seen either of these girls. It's not directed towards them. It's just based off
This is going to make her feel a lot better. Thank you for saying that.
Molly will appreciate that, even though we're not together, but it'll...
We'll send this to her.
Yeah, I will. Molly, we're still on good terms.
Yeah. Molly would probably just not like me based off...
No, Molly has a great sense
would.
Of humor.
She was
very
would.
Funny.
She's,
she's excellent.
Sorry.
Yeah. You got to have a good sense of humor to date these guys, you know?
Do you know what I mean?
What?
You've got to have a good sense of humor to be able to date us.
That is, because I imagine we're quite insufferable if you don't enjoy our specific sense of humor.
Yeah. Also, the looks thing. They tend to say you're funny. Yeah. You know?
What?
To compensate.
To compensate for our not extremely good looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the humor that does it, I think. Yeah, I think it's the humor.
Self-deprecating
that...
humor.
No, that's one
aspect.
That's one aspect. I just think it's our humor that have landed as the ladies that we have been with rather than
we're
our
We're very
looks.
Lucky. It's what we're trying to say.
We're very lucky for our humor.
We've punched.
And is it offensive to generalize, like I said, where I said English people like to do self-deprecating humor?
Not with English
I don't
people.
Think so.
No.
I don't think that's... I think that's okay.
Because that's something I've heard English people say on shows and stuff.
But we're very grumpy. Yeah, that's not offensive to generalize.
Have you ever been big into gaming?
What?
Have you ever done any gaming, video games?
I like to go on, I don't think this counts, but chess.com or Tetris.com.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
My friend Freddy loves chess.
Freddy? Cool.
Yeah, my friend Freddy.
Have you heard of Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, but I've never played it and don't really know what it is. There's like a bear?
There is a bear. If I could, what it is, there's these animatronics. One of them is a bear, one of them is a chicken, one of them is a rabbit, and one of them is a fox. And they're robot. You ever been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
So it's like Chuck E. Cheese, but imagine if instead of fun children's characters, they were evil.
Okay.
And so it's like evil Chuck E. Cheese. And there's a guy, he's called the Purple Guy. And he basically, what he did is he killed 5 children and he put them inside the robot suits. So now their souls possess the robots.
Okay.
And it's a horror game. What do you think of that?
I don't really know what the gameplay is. Like, I don't.
You have to, so you work the security desk, you have to survive 5 nights at Freddy's.
While those animatronic children's souls are trying to kill you.
Indeed.
And so how do you like escape and stuff?
You don't escape. That's the problem. You're stuck there.
You just try to evade them.
You try and keep them out of your office.
Okay. How?
You close the doors, but there's only limited power. So you got to be sparing as to when you close the doors.
It doesn't sound that fun.
It's not really.
It's crushing to a lot of people. That's all right.
Well, it just sounds like you're closing doors.
And checking security cameras.
That doesn't sound fun. But I bet it is fun, but it doesn't sound fun.
What makes you the happiest?
Just making videos or taking trips or going for walks.
Are you a big fan of Vampire Weekend? I noticed your email had Vampire Weekend in it.
Yeah. That's doxing half of my email. And then the first half of my email is DaxFlame at Gmail. But I don't care. People can email me.
I'll be honest, Dax. It is publicly attached to your YouTube account.
Yeah, true.
And that's how I found it to Dax, email you.
Yeah. He just doxed half of his email.
Well, I thought it was public information, given it was linked to his YouTube. Is. So it's not really doxing, is it? Because doxing would imply it was private. I just think we should clear up that I didn't dox you, I think. If you'd be okay to do that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Feels like you doxed him.
I don't think so.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I feel sorry I said that you doxed me.
It's okay, DaxFlame. I'm glad we've moved past
Should we do a quick check of y'all's accounts and see if y'all got any replies?
Sure. If you want to read them, you're very welcome to.
Let's see.
Yeah, if you go to Tommy Innit.
What do I look on YouTube for the community post?
It's Jack Manifold.
TV.
You haven't posted in a year?
I haven't. I took a year away. I took a year break. I have a second channel where I've been posting, but I took a year break from the main channel.
Posts. It doesn't show up. Did you delete it?
No.
Did you delete it?
No.
Oh, I deleted it, Dax.
No.
That's okay. We'll post another one.
didn't realize that was on the table. Fair enough.
Oh, I see. Your last one was that you needed to take a break, kind of thing.
It was.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'll come back to
it. Has it been a good break?
It's been a great break.
I started a second channel where
I put a lot less pressure on myself.
That's important. I think that it's good to just make sure you do things for fun.
Yeah, so I've been doing that for the last year, and that's been great. And
you do for fun? What other hobbies do you have?
Basically, just go for walks or hang out with friends.
Oh, that's very similar to me, really.
Yeah.
I think you guys would get on.
I think we do get on.
True. And do y'all live in the same area?
We do.
Very close.
So do y'all hang out a lot?
We do.
Oh, all the time. Cool. We're best friends.
Cool.
Yeah. No, it's great. Yeah.
Is there anything more you want to know about us, Dax? We'll tell you literally anything.
It's true.
What are y'all's dream? Where would you like to be in 5 years?
You lead.
Probably doing more stand-up comedy. Probably maybe have a pet, maybe a dog.
Cool.
Go have seen more places, go on more walks, maybe have a partner.
Cool.
Happy with. Yeah.
And married?
Not in 5 years, no.
How old are y'all?
I'm 21.
Okay.
And I'm 22.
Okay, cool.
How old are you?
33.
Cool. How's it been in your 30s?
Good, but I haven't had a sense of smell for 2 years.
Yeah, what happened to that? Where did it go?
I lost it from COVID. And for 2 years, I've had tinnitus.
I have that.
You have that?
Yeah.
Just randomly?
No, it's permanent.
But
so you've just always got a ringing in your ear?
Yeah.
Me too, but did you just get it randomly?
So I've had it as long as I can remember, so I assume I got it when I was a little
kid. So you, right now, the science, you hear a little ringing?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, all the time.
Which is quiet. You hear? Fuck off.
Yeah, always. I always have. I don't really know any different, though.
That's good. Because then you... Like, I'm just used to it, too. So you're just used to it.
I'm really used to it because I've had it since I was a little boy.
And you don't remember a time without it?
No.
Do you ever get that? Like a ping?
Very occasionally for like a 20 seconds.
But it's like less extreme than that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
those ones are intense. It's less intense than that for me.
And I would say that's not specific to being in my 30s, but it's just randomly happened in my 30s.
No, sure. Is there anything else you want to know about us? I'll tell you literally anything.
So in 5 years, that's where you want to be. And then where would you like to be in?
Let's see. I'm quite interested in film, but not from acting. I'd love to direct a film.
Cool.
So I'd love to maybe have made a couple of short films. And then maybe be married, to be fair, Dax. My girlfriend.
What's her name?
Eleanor.
Cool.
I would love to have a kid in 5 years.
We might. We could. We could have maybe had a kid by then. Potentially. There is potential for that.
Mad.
And you want to be a director in that?
I would love to direct a few films.
Cool.
Yeah, that would be a real dream of mine.
Any video game adaptation?
I don't know. If one jumped out to me, but I can't say that was where I was thinking.
Okay.
But I understand where you how you've made that conclusion, you know? I get it.
Do you Okay, I have two questions because I had a different one too.
It's all good.
What kind of dream movie would you like to direct?
So I quite like horror. I'm quite a horror fan, so I wouldn't mind doing a horror project. I don't know. I like some character studies as well. You ever seen those movies where they just pick an interesting little character and they follow them around?
Yeah.
I love a little character study film. I'd love to do something like that too.
And do y'all try to post viral clips online?
We try our best.
I don't really try to anymore.
We do for the podcast. You're just not very involved.
I used to try really hard to post viral clips, whereas now I try to post ones that mean a lot to me.
We could. Okay. Are you asking if we want to do a viral clip right now?
I was like, what if you tried to manufacture one for your podcast?
We did that one.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Did it work?
We did, actually. I lied about that. I said I had tens of millions of pounds, but I didn't really.
That's smart. A money thing.
Like, yeah. How would you...
If we were to manufacture a clip right now,
we could manufacture a clip.
So it would start with you saying, the reason I cheated on my girlfriend is because... And then it could segue into what previously worked for you, is because I have tens of millions of pounds.
Let's try this. And our fans are going to share this everywhere.
What's that beeping sound?
It just happens sometimes.
It's okay. The microphone.
Right, ready? And Dax, you can be like, that's not good, Tommy.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, to create a bit of tension in the clip.
Yeah. Okay. I'll say, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to hear any more of this conversation.
Okay.
I'm leaving. I'll say that at the end or something.
Okay, you just go however you want to go. All right, and fans, make sure to clip this and share it everywhere.
Everywhere.
And how serious should I be?
Fully serious.
Okay. The reason...
Sorry, I interrupted you. So I can... lead into it so it's more natural for you, like they do with like acting, but then
I'll be honest, this is what I tried to do and you really laughed at me when
I'm ready.
That makes me uncomfortable, but
it's all right, from the top, and action,
that makes me feel uncomfortable to hear that. So wait, like, why did you even do that?
Well, Dax, the reason I cheated on my girlfriend is because of my tens of millions of pounds.
Well, actually, that doesn't sound natural.
That doesn't sound natural. Okay. That's not how you talk, Tom.
Maybe say...
That's not how you talk.
My dialogue.
Oh,
that
sorry.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, so I would say the reason that I cheat on my girlfriend... There's a few reasons.
And I didn't cheat on my girlfriend, by the way. This is...
That's just because I was thinking of the tweet.
Sure.
So you could say...
I'm happy with saying that.
Let's see. So you could say there's a few reasons I cheated on my girlfriend.
Okay. All right. Let's just try it.
Yeah. And then I'll say, well, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. All right.
And then you could go into...
Here we go. Dax, there's a few reasons I cheated on my girlfriend.
That didn't feel natural. You don't have to say Dax first.
You're shit at acting.
I'll do it again.
That's not bad. It's just hard.
Sorry.
To
Jack, why don't you go? The reason I cheated on my girlfriend because it won't really feel like acting for you.
No. Whoa. I also didn't do it.
Oh. Okay. I'm just leading in for you. So that's weird.
Well, the reason I cheated on my girlfriend is because I have loads of money and she just wasn't nice enough.
I don't believe in that kind of behavior.
You do, Dax. You're a dog.
No.
I heard you're a dirty, dirty dog, Dax Flame.
So maybe cut out that end part.
You didn't like the dog stuff.
Because then it doesn't feel like natural anymore.
I feel like after your no, we end it there.
Yeah.
I hear that, fans. Amazing fans.
I think that's the clip, so please share that around.
And why don't you do a viral clip with Jack as well?
Okay.
Okay, what's our story?
So...
let's get it straightened out.
Let's see. Something that gets people's attention. You said the millions of pounds worked, but we already used that. And then the cheating one was juicy. You can, maybe like some relevant person or something. Like,
who's relevant?
Maybe. Wait, so would your fans get really intrigued if you said something about Dream or something?
They probably would.
They would,
explain.
Very intrigued. Especially Jack.
So if you said the thing I... The thing that ruined me and Dream's relationship.
Yeah,
was this is a you and Jack one, not me.
That he tried to date my girlfriend.
There you go. I like that.
Okay, all right.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
You two go.
Okay. Do you want to leave me in?
Yeah. Or okay. Should it be something different?
No, that's fine. That's I think fine. That's good.
That's
think,
fine.
Should we choose a different topic?
Because, no, I think we nailed it.
Okay. I don't know why I keep going to
it's good. No, because you know topic. You have that intuitive mind for viral clips that I just lack now.
Well, I never do drama stuff, but it's just kind of fun to do fake drama.
Yeah, this is great. Since I love tell it's all pretend.
Okay. So, wow, that's really crazy drama. Cut this. But that's really juicy. Wow, that's juicy.
Yeah, man. No, yeah. The whole reason me and Dream's relationship fell apart is because he tried to get with my girlfriend.
Wow, that's juicy.
And that's it. That's the clip.
And then you wouldn't say anything else after that?
I think, wow, that's juicy could be it.
Oh, wait. What if one of you is crying at the beginning of the
okay,
clip?
Okay, yeah, I'll cry. I'll
okay,
cry.
So if you can make yourself cry and then you can say, I had a really tough last week on tour.
Okay, wait, here's what we'll do. I'll just riff off me and then I'll look to you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Dax, I just had it really bad. My parents got divorced and... okay, wait, let me try again. Okay, and...
Action.
Yeah, Dax, I just had it really bad, man. My parents got divorced and I had a breakup and Tenorblade died and I've just been heartbroken. What do you think, man?
Don't worry. Everything gets better in the long run. And... it's very cool that you're able to share that with everyone. And actually, maybe that will feel weird if they realize we're trying to do a viral clip and it's actually sad stuff. So we were just doing like a little exercise.
Is that okay?
I don't know. That is that weird or is that okay?
No, it's okay. I think...
We're not trying to
I think as a clip, audience, just ending on, don't worry, we'll be good. Well, I think we've got three very viral clips. Do you want a viral clip? Because me and Jack have got one.
We can make a clip for you. Yeah, do you want something? Do you want to say something outrageous?
We'll lead you into it. Let's see.
You could go, I hate Logan Paul and Bo Burnham and all these people. And I go, why? And you go, because I'm so much funnier than them. And I go, really? And you go, yeah.
I'm not as brave as y'all.
Okay.
Actually, my audience always tries to convince me to do adult films.
Really? You could say you're doing them now.
Yeah, I could do that
okay.
as a joke.
Okay. Right. I'm going to ask you, what's your next big project, all right? That's what I'm going to say, and you're going to tell me it's adult films.
Yeah. I could say I finally did my first adult film.
And we'll ask you about it. Let's just riff.
Actually, yeah. And then at the end of it, can I say just kidding?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
you absolutely can. Okay. Dax, I've been wondering, what is your next big project? What are you working on right now?
So I finally made my first adult film, and I did it as the idea I had, where I have a body double, and then where I do the first part, and then a body double does the second part. And then I'm just joking. But that was an idea I had, because people have asked me.
I want to dig into this quickly. What do you mean? So you do the first. What's the first part? What's the first part? And what's the second part in this?
Meeting the person.
So you meet the person, and it's really you.
Once it leans in for the kiss, that's when it switches to like other people, and you don't see their face.
Is the body double? Is he more jacked than you are?
No. The point is that
maybe well endowed.
You can't tell. It's not.
The point is that it doesn't. You don't see their face. So
they think it's you.
They are not supposed to think it's me, but. I don't even want to do... This was just like a slight... I was like...
No, I think it's fine to explore this sort of idea. I'm just very curious.
And there's no reason that people comment this. It's just internet comments are like that. So that's the most common.
Are you sure? Maybe people really do want to see you in the adult entertainment industry.
I think some people do. Or some... I don't even know. But
it's probably not true to you, though, doing porn.
Yeah, so because I don't really want to do... Or yeah. I don't want to do that at all, just because it would make me uncomfortable. I'm not that, like, brave.
That's
yeah,
okay.
I'm not. I don't want to.
I don't think I'm ever going to do adult entertainment.
But I was like, if I did like a body double, then I could do the intro part. But even that, I still might just feel a little weird to like, because then I'd have to explain it to people and be like, oh, so you were in this. There might be some mis. Whereas it would
be a difficult one
to make some people happy that there's like just this intro part where I'm comfortable with.
Would you
that.
Ever maybe just be like an extra than an adult film?
That's true. That would be easier to explain to.
You could just be in the background. You could be like. Maybe a delivery guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, guys. Well, look, I think it's time we move over to our Patreon.
We have some great questions for Dax over there, by the way. We have some real industry questions. We're going to get deep.
We're going to go,
dig deep in you,
Dax. We can really relax, too.
So then we'll record a Patreon segment.
We're going to record a Patreon segment just after this. But we're going to move over there now. But before we do, Tom,
let's check on the worm.
How is the worm doing, crew?
Yeah. Oh. Hello, and welcome to the worm update. I'm with my friend. He's staying at mine while Tom and Aaron are away. Fancied a couple drinks, 4, 5, 12. It's 9 a.m. But you know what they say: the early bird catches the worm. Oh, worm joke. He liked it. Knock knock. Who's there? Fucking worm, of course. Let us into the pub, you know what I mean? What you got going on? What you got happening here, worm? That's from the drip mat. That is actually straight from the drip mat. I don't know why you've had that. That's not right. He's really not a talker, but you know what he is? He's a drinker. And the most spoken language in the world is Mandarin. But second is alcohol. Everyone can enjoy alcohol. Everyone second to Mandarin, because Mandarin's most spoken. In plenty of countries. China.
Wow.
That is exciting. Can you believe the worm is doing that well?
All right, guys. Well, we're going to move over to our Patreon now. Thank you so much.
$7 if you want to join
$7. Not a lot, really, is it, Dax Flame?
Mm-mm.
No, it's
not a lot at all.
Or
so,
you can subscribe to my Patreon, but I never post anything there.
Well, yeah. I feel I think ours is possibly a better deal.
We're possibly going to take
I'll post for the first time in a while, and I'll post a bunch of details about what I've observed about Jack and Tommy today.
Okay, well, maybe
we're gonna
post a load of details about what we've observed about Dax Flame on our
Patreon. Sure, we're gonna
You their email addresses on my
okay, guys.
We're gonna give you Dax Flame's home address on the Patreon.
Over on the
Patreon.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.